Hey, so in this video, I want to talk about why nice guys attract the worst kind of women. They always attract damaged women. They attract toxic women. They attract women who gaslight them. They attract women who will make their life misery and abuse them and use them. So why does this happen? Well, I recently got an email from a guy who was dating a woman who was just absolutely horrific. She would lie to him. She would flirt with other men. She would deny that she was doing this. And he would think that he could fix her. He would think that if he hung in there, if he showed her more attention, gave her more kindness, was more understanding, that one day she would miraculously just get better and change, and she would give him an equal amount of love and affection in return. But as you know, that never really happens. In fact, it never happens. Women never do that. Women don't suddenly change. And nice guys always attract the worst type of women because, quite frankly, these are the only guys who will tolerate this kind of behavior. If you next a girl, if you say that you're not interested in listening to her nonsense, if you are willing to walk away at the first sign of trouble, she can't use you, she can't abuse you. She can't do anything to hurt you or affect you. But it's always the nice guys who will put up with it and they will tolerate it. And they think that they can handle it. They think that it's okay. It's okay for them to go through this because by showing the girl that they're nice, one day all of a sudden she's just suddenly going to turn around and appreciate them. But you'll find that a leopard doesn't change its spots and women are very much the same. You see those red flags in the first month or first few weeks? Those red flags will still be there 10 years later. You will still have the same problems, probably much worse 10 years down the line. Now, why is it that nice guys always attract the worst type of women? Why do they always attract damaged women? Because these are the only guys who will put up with them. They are the only guys who will tolerate it. And this puts a nice guy in a very stressful situation. I talk to a lot of really nice guys who, quite frankly, are wonderful men. Very nice, very kind, very loyal. But when it comes to the relationship, these guys are screwed because they are constantly getting screwed over. They don't protect themselves, they don't look after themselves. They take the abuse and it builds up inside them. And I've seen guys who are very nice. Tolerate this abuse over a long period of time, and eventually the stress manifests itself and it comes out in very debilitating ways, whether it's a complete lack of energy, whether it's other symptoms where they don't have motivation anymore, whether they lose interest in life, where they get depressed. And that's because they're tolerating a high level of abuse, which most men wouldn't put up with. So, what do you do in this situation if you've been too nice? How do you change and make a woman respect you? Because at the end of the day, it's a respect issue. A woman will only abuse you if she doesn't respect you. She'll only gaslight you if she doesn't respect you. She will only use you if she doesn't respect you. I would say the opposite of being a nice guy isn't being an asshole, it's being indifferent. But in this case, you actually do want to be an asshole because that's the only way you can protect yourself from these kinds of women. Now, as we all know, women love validation, masculine validation, attention validation. They love it. They can't get enough of it. And a woman will suck a man's emotions like a black hole. It's endless. It never stops. It just never ends. And the nice guy thinks that one day it's all going to get better. It's all going to end. It's never going to end because a woman's emotions are like a black hole. Their need for validation is like a black hole. So bring out the asshole. Be willing to walk away because you know deep down in your soul that this is making your life worse. And then when you remove yourself from these kinds of women, you can actually go on to meet women who are joyful, loving, and affectionate, and women who respect you. That is really important. So if you want to know more about attraction and how to build and maintain attraction, I highly recommend you get a copy of my book, Atomic Attraction. You can pick up your copy today by clicking on the link below. And don't forget, I do Skype, phone, and email consultations. And if you want to be a real badass with women, I highly recommend you get a dragon shirt just like mine. It will bring out the inner demon inside you. Talk soon.